Live from the Venona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's Joan Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, humorist and author Simon Rich, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who believes in free Zumba, it's Michael Feldman.
Believes in what? Free Zumba. Do we have any Zumbaists in the house? How's that going? No. I mean, how's it going? You know? Zumba. Huh? Is it going good? How many times a week you go?
A different Zumba.
Okay, it's not the main school of Zumba. Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners. That's right. Here's one. This is kind of a comment on this. My husband plays travel softball, she says. This is a memo from one of the players. This is a memo from the travel softball team to the other players. It reads as follows. Good day, guys. Hope everyone is safe. I wanted to say a few things about our team. This is not to offend anyone, but to improve while trying to go forward. We have a team with guys all over the South, North Carolina's together, trying to have a good tourney team, yet I don't see a commitment as a team. I'm totally retired now, which means I can work on my game. I do the gym, league, hit, but three guys and myself practice once a week. We hit to the outfield, and I practice throwing to all bases and run scuffing up ground balls. That being said, when I come to a tourney, I am ready. I expect everyone to be ready in some form, also because you signed up to play. We are all 65 and over, which means this team will be together for a while. Not a long while. Anyway, with the additions of Doug and Jack, I feel we got the guys needed. Next outing, we also have Gene. Now we have two pitchers. Raleigh has been great these last two outings, but Dennis, you are our number one pitcher. And you are on the bench when we are fighting for our lives. Our infield is good now with the additions and the Twins getting better, which means that our bench will have starters on it. Our problem are talking and playing as one. When I go to games, I watch teams, everybody talk, how many outs, where's the play going, who's receiving at second, and where they hit. We don't do that all the times. I have asked and asked, but to no avail. When I play all until the game is over. I have seen some of us quit. Our prevs should be as a practice because we don't play together when home, whatever that means. So when our tourneys start, we are ready. Everyone wants to play at these tourneys, and I agree somewhat, but if you don't work on your game and are not prepared to play, then you should tell the manager we don't travel hundreds of miles to play a few and go home. We play to win the tournament. Also, we should set a time to eat as a team. Some like to relax a little, some to shower, and some to have a beer. But if a game ends at 6 and you eat at 6:30, that's not taking all into consideration. I have been asked a few times to play with other teams lately, but I made a commitment to try Rebels. I gave my word, and that's all I have. But if we aren't commitment as a team, but as individuals on a weekend for a little rec, then let me know. As the saying goes, a team wins together. Individuals don't win squat. Enjoy the weekend. There you have it. Thank you for that inter-team memo on what teamwork is all about. Okay. That was probably all tweeted or something. You know, 140 characters at a time. So it took some effort to do that. You think about it. And where can these memos and other communications be sent?
Can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org and put in the subject line memos. Or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Oh, either way. Huh?
Yep.
And can they use the mails?
They can use the mails, yes.
You don't know how to do that, do you? Because you don't do that.
I am familiar with what a stamp is. If they want to use snail mail, the address is 821 University.
Can you stop calling it snail mail? That's so insulting for those of us who think of it as mail.
Escargot mail. It's escargot mail. 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Carob, what do you know? Thanks for the memos. They can also tweet them to you.
Oh, how do you do that?
Your Twitter handle is @myfeldman.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But I don't follow me, do I?